This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for effective implementation of Swachh Bharat Mission 2.0 and underlined that the mission should move beyond infrastructure creation and ensure measurable outcomes through regular monitoring, citizen participation and convergence between various stakeholders. Chairing the 51st Pragati meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Modi asked states to expedite the completion of solid waste management-related infrastructure, including waste processing plants and Gobardhan plants. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed 7 critical infrastructure projects across the railways, power and road sectors, covering 9 states worth around 30,000 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the prestigious President's Police Colour to the Sikkim Police today. The Alankaran Parade was held at the Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. Sikkim has become the 15th state of the country and 3rd from Northeast to receive this award. Addressing the event, President Draupadi Murmu urged the police force to be more citizen-centric.
पुलिस व्यवस्था को अधिक सिटीजन फ्रेंडली बनाए जाना चाहिए ताकि सामान्य लोग बिना भय के अपनी समस्या दर्ज करा सके महिलाओं बच्चों और कमजोर वर्गों के प्रति संवेदनशील व्यवहार को भी प्राथमिकता देनी चाहिए साइबर क्राइम ऑनलाइन फ्रॉड हैकिंग और डीप फेक जैसी नई चुनौतियां सामने आ रही इन नई चुनौतियों से निपटने के लिए पुलिस को लेटेस्ट टेक्नोलॉजी साइबर सिक्योरिटी और डिजिटल इन्वेस्टिगेशन में
The President's Police Colour is the highest ceremonial honour awarded to a police force in the country in recognition of exceptional service, unwavering discipline and dedication to the nation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a visit to Gujarat today. During his visit, the minister is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of nearly a dozen public utility, education and rural infrastructure projects in Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar districts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed authorities to strictly enforce zero-tolerance policy towards illegal constructions within 15 kilometres of the country's borders and demolish all such structures that have come up over the years. Chairing a security review meeting in Bikaner, Mr. Shah assessed security-related issues concerning the border districts of Rajasthan along the India-Pakistan border. At least 8 people were killed across northern and eastern parts of Bihar following a wave of severe thunderstorms, lightning strikes and hailstorms. According to official reports, Khagaria and Muzaffarpur districts recorded 2 fatalities each, while Munger, Bhagalpur, East Champaran and West Champaran reported 1 death each. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary expressed grief over the loss of lives and directed authorities to immediately disburse and ex gratia compensation of 4 lakh rupees each to the next of kin of the deceased. India and China reviewed the situation in both areas and expressed satisfaction with progress made in maintaining peace and tranquility. The 2 countries reviewed the situation during the 35th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, which was held yesterday in Beijing. The Ministry of External Affairs said the 2 sides discussed issues pertaining to delimitation, border management, mechanism building and cross-border cooperation. The festival of sacrifice, Eid al-Azha or Bakrid, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The faithfuls are offering Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. Eid al-Azha is celebrated to commemorate the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his only son in obedience of God's command. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. 2-time Paralympic champion Sumit Antil shattered his own world record in the men's javelin throw F64 category at the 8th Indian Open International Para Athletics Championship 2026 in Bengaluru yesterday, producing a massive throw of 74.82 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.